KansasAudio.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, featuring the Hallmark Movie Party Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story, December 4th, and the Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along on the 18th. Tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org.
It's 37 degrees in Lawrence, 36 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. We also have an app. Check out the KPR app when you have a moment or two. We have a version for iOS and a version for Android, wherever you get your apps. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, a story we've been telling you about for a couple of days about Italian pasta could become kind of challenging to find in the USA. Also coming up at just about 10 minutes before 4 o'clock, we are going to meet a KU researcher asking the question, who exactly gets to use NASA's high-tech telescopes besides NASA? The process is highly competitive. It's mostly university researchers and scientists. Securing time on a massive telescope requires a little luck and an extremely detailed proposal.
Even though astronomy is a small field, everybody and their mom sends in one of these.
We're going to visit with a KU researcher and astronomer hoping to get her own turn looking through the James Webb Space Telescope. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season. Also accepting food donations for community food pantries. December 7th, 7 p.m. More at tlclawrence.org.
We ask you to take a moment to reflect on how KPR enriches your life. With federal funding now gone, KPR now relies almost entirely on listener support. This is your final chance this year to double your impact. Visit now at kansaspublicradio.org to become a member today.
Support for NPR comes...
Prices for everything from cars to coffee are soaring, but you can count on some things getting cheaper because they have been for decades. Computers. Storing and processing information has gotten more efficient and more cost-effective over time.
The number of transistors incorporated in a chip will approximately double every 24 months.
But will that last? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts, getting you up to date on all the latest national, international, and regional news.
Become a KPR sponsor, and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks so much for joining us today. News headlines are 30 seconds away. It is 3:30.
Only to one-way traffic out of Gaza, but Egypt controls the other side of the border, and its government says in a statement that the crossing will only open if passage is allowed in both directions. Jerome Sokolovsky, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Trump administration is threatening to withhold federal food assistance from states that refuse to turn over personal information about the people who receive it. The Associated Press reports the administration said yesterday it would withhold the funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, starting next week unless it receives the information, including names and immigration status of recipients. Governor Laura Kelly's press secretary, Grace Hogue, told KPR via email that Kansas has not yet received the new data request from the USDA. She says the state's appeal is still pending. More Kansans will have access to comprehensive behavioral health care for mental health or substance use issues. As Beck Shackelford-Wanganga reports, the state won a grant from the National Council for Mental Well-Being.
Kansas will split more than $72 million with Illinois and Michigan over the next 3 years. The money will support Kansas's 26 certified community behavioral health clinics, which serve children, families, adults, and veterans. According to a release from the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, the clinics offer things like outpatient treatment for substance use disorder and mental health issues, crisis services, and resources for psychiatric rehabilitation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Kansas State University announced today that football coach Chris Kleiman is stepping down. Greg Eklund has more.
Chris Kleiman capped his seventh season as the Kansas State head coach with a home win last weekend over Colorado that gave him 54 career victories with the Wildcats, the second most in program history after the legendary Bill Snyder. This season, the Cats are bowl eligible with a 6-6 season. But for only the second time in his 7 years with K-State, the Cats failed to win at least 8 games. The only other time was during the COVID year in 2020. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, cloudy skies tonight. Chance of flurries in the evening, lows around 10 degrees. Bundle up if you're going to be out. Wind chills down in the sub-zero range. For tomorrow, sunny and cold. Highs only reaching the upper 20s. Clear and cold tomorrow night as well, with near steady temperatures hovering around 20. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from this... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hello, it's Matthew Algio, KPR's Morning Edition host. The year is ending and KPR needs your help to start 2026 strong. Every day we bring you nuanced reporting on the issues that matter most in our region, free from commercial influence. But now with federal funding gone, your support is essential. Make your year-end gift today and keep this vital service thriving. Go to kansaspublicradio.org. Your monthly gift makes all the difference.
And it turns out that if you can see your way clear to $15 a month or more, you get to claim the free custom-designed KPR ornament. It is super cute. It has Worthy the Turtle on it. It's really nice. At any rate, even if you cannot donate at that amount, make your donation today at kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up at 4:01 news headlines, then just about 5 minutes after that, we will tell you about federal agents beginning a homeland security sweep in New Orleans, targeting immigrants in the country illegally. The latest city, New Orleans, facing a widespread immigration crackdown. That story and more still to come. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
It is 37 degrees in Lawrence, 39 in Emporia, 37 in Topeka, and you're listening to KPR. I'm Laura Lorson. Telescope technology has advanced, well, astronomically, if you pardon the phrase, in the last 50 years. But who gets to use these magical machines that can look millions of years back in time? Thousands of astronomers from around the world apply for access to super telescopes. telescopes every year in a process that is both rigorous and highly competitive. Rachel Cianetti is a University of Kansas grad student. She told KPR's Matthew Algio she recently applied for time on the James Webb Space Telescope to study massive black holes.
A lot of times black holes can just sit there, but they're, it's very dry, very to the point.
Rachel Cianetti is a University of Kansas self-graduate fellow from Olathe. She is pursuing a doctorate in physics and astronomy. We will follow up with her next year to find out if she wins some time on the James Webb Space Telescope. You have heard me talk with Rachel's advisor, Allison Kirkpatrick, who has gotten time on James Webb's telescope. So, good luck to you, Rachel. We're all rooting for you. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olesburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way at 4:01. It's 37 degrees in Topeka. It's 4 o'clock.
The Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
37 degrees in Lawrence, 35 in Topeka. It's 4:06.
Through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies online as well, listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines at just about 4:35-ish. With childhood vaccination rates already declining, an advisory committee to the CDC is considering changing the vaccine schedule entirely, including dropping the universal hepatitis B vaccine for newborns. That story and a whole lot more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Wichita State University, announcing President Rick Mielma's book, Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, spanning the transformation from audacious vision to current reality. More information at wichita.edu/book.
Well, I know you have probably heard about our quiet drive. We are trying to take advantage of a $40,000 for dollar match from the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. They are matching your pledge of any amount right now. You can pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. We have some people to thank. It's been really frantic around here today, and we are grateful for that. Thank you so much. Many thanks to Ruth Ann Rush of Emporia. Michael Magri of Topeka says we're the only station he listens to. Hi, Michael. Thanks. Also, many thanks to Richard Henderson of Leawood, who says losing KPR would be like losing a dear friend. Oh, thank you. Shelley and Bob Peters of Prairie Village, thank you. Brooks Wood of Leawood, thank you so much. And Jacqueline Keddie Holt, along with Candy the Corgi of Topeka, thank you so much for your pledge. You can join them at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR
for approximately double every 24 months.
But will that last? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Tune in for the very latest national, international, and regional news. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, picture schedules and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 34 degrees in Manhattan, 44 in Chanute. It is 4:20. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Trump administration is threatening to withhold federal food assistance from states that refuse to turn over personal information about the people who receive it. The Associated Press reports the administration said yesterday it would withhold the funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, starting next week unless it receives the information, including names and immigration status of recipients. Governor Laura Kelly's press secretary, Grace Hogue, told KPR via email that Kansas has actually not yet received the new data request from the USDA. She says the state's appeal is still pending. A Kansas pediatric neurologist has lost his medical license after being convicted of secretly recording children. Brian M. Albers formerly practiced at Overland Park Regional Hospital. He was sentenced to 25 years without parole in federal prison earlier this year. Last fall, Albers pleaded guilty to secretly recording 13 children for the purpose of producing child sexual abuse material. Federal officials say no evidence suggests any of the victims were his patients. More Kansans will have access to comprehensive behavioral health care for mental health or substance use issues. As Beck Shackelford-Wanganga reports, the state won a grant from the National Council for Mental Well-Being.
Kansas will split more than $72 million with Illinois and Michigan over the next 3 years. The money will support Kansas's 26 certified community behavioral health clinics, which serve children, families, adults, and veterans. According to a release from the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, the clinics offer things like outpatient treatment for substance use disorder and mental health issues, crisis services, and resources for psychiatric rehabilitation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Kansas State University announced today that football coach Chris Kleiman is stepping down. Greg Eklund has details.
Chris Kleiman capped his seventh season as the Kansas State head coach with a home win last weekend over Colorado that gave him 54 career victories with the Wildcats, the second most in program history after the legendary Bill Snyder. This season, the Cats are bowl eligible with a 6-6 season. But for only the second time in his 7 years with K-State, the Cats failed to win at least 8 games. The only other time was during the COVID year in 2020. I'm Greg Eklund.
K-State Athletic Director Gene Taylor was asked at a press conference this afternoon about the replacement process. He said, quote, "It's going to be fast and it's going to be efficient." It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. We are headed for a low around 10 degrees tonight. It's 4:35.
On a Wednesday.
Well, that is certainly horrifying and not what I was expecting at all. I apologize. I hope you were listening very, very loudly. Let me tell you, you probably didn't jump any higher than I did when that noise went off in my headphones. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Let me apologize again. I have no idea what that horrible noise was. Coming up in our next half hour, 50 years after the birth of so-called special education, the Trump administration has fired or tried to fire many of the federal staff who manage and enforce federal disability law in schools. That story, news headlines, and a whole lot more coming up right here on KPR.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
As you may know, Kansas Public Radio has a problem. Federal funding for our station has permanently gone away. That adds up to about $244,000 a year. Luckily, we have you, the listener, to turn to. Now, we're not going to ask you to cough up $244,000. But if you could pledge $15 a month right now at kansaspublicradio.org, not only would it be matched dollar for dollar by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation, you would get a free KPR Christmas ornament, which is super cute. Check it out today at kansaspublicradio.org.
From NPR News.
Ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You'll be hearing Morning Edition with Matthew Algio as your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 60 seconds. It is 34 degrees in Manhattan. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com.
33 degrees in Lawrence, 32 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
This is NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines for you in just about 12 minutes. Coming up in just about 20 minutes, we're going to talk about Italian pasta, why it costs more than American pasta, what new tariffs could mean for the pasta market. Then, as we draw closer to 6 o'clock, who gets to use NASA's high-tech telescopes besides NASA? Well, the answer is university researchers and scientists. And that process, qualifying to do it, is highly competitive. Securing time on a massive telescope requires a little bit of luck and a very detailed proposal.
Even though astronomy is a small field, everybody and their mom sends in one of these.
Coming up on KPR, visiting with a KU researcher and astronomer, hoping to take her own turn at looking at images, the James Webb Space Telescope. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at stonebackappliance.com.
Once again, we are asking for your help to keep KPR starting off strong in 2026. You can make your pledge right now at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 5:20.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
Prices for everything from cars to coffee are soaring, but you can count on some things getting cheaper because they have been for decades. Computers. Storing and processing information has gotten more efficient and more cost-effective over time.
The number of transistors incorporated in a chip will approximately double every 24 months.
But will that last? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is what you will hear tomorrow. Your hosts are Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
News headlines are coming up next. 37 degrees in Emporia, 28 in Atchison. It is 5:30.
Your Environment Corps song.
The shores of which are taken to the banks of Darby Creek.
That's Sophia Schmidt reporting. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. More Kansans will have access to comprehensive behavioral health care for mental health or substance use issues. As Beck Shackelford-Wongongo reports, the state has won a grant from the National Council for Mental Well-Being.
Kansas will split more than $72 million with Illinois and Michigan over the next 3 years. The money will support Kansas's 26 certified community behavioral health clinics, which serve children, families, adults, and veterans. According to a release from the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, the clinics offer things like outpatient treatment for substance use disorder and mental health issues, crisis services, and resources for psychiatric rehabilitation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
Kansas State University announced today that football coach Chris Kleiman is stepping down. Greg Eklund has the details.
Chris Kleiman capped his seventh season as the Kansas State head coach with a home win last weekend over Colorado that gave him 54 career victories with the Wildcats, the second most in program history after the legendary Bill Snyder. This season, the Cats are bowl eligible with a 6-6 season. But for only the second time in his 7 years with K-State, the Cats failed to win at least 8 games. The only other time was during the COVID year in 2020. I'm Greg Eklund.
K-State Athletic Director Gene Taylor was asked at a press conference this afternoon about the replacement process. He said, quote, "It's going to be fast and it's going to be efficient." A Kansas pediatric neurologist has lost his medical license after being convicted of secretly recording children. Brian M. Albers formerly practiced at Overland Park Regional Hospital. He was sentenced to 25 years without parole in federal prison earlier this year. Last fall, Albers pleaded guilty to secretly recording 13 children for the purpose of producing child sexual abuse material. Federal officials say no evidence suggests any of the victims were his patients. Cold tonight with low around 10 degrees. Wind chills could be sub-zero at times. Tomorrow, sunny and cold with a high in the upper 20s. It's 5:35.
Support for... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hello, I'm Jay Schaefer in the KPR News Department. Every time you tune in to KPR, you hear something you love, timeless musical performances or the latest news headlines. And yet, all of our federal funding has been removed, meaning we rely on listeners like you more now than ever before. Make a contribution at kansaspublicradio.org. Your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Help secure KPR's place in our community's future.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And as Jay Schaefer just told you, we are in the midst of a winter fundraising challenge. The Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation will match your donation dollar for dollar until we raise $40,000. If you can kick in $15 a month, you get a complimentary KPR Christmas ornament. And it's really cute, let me just mention. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up at 6:01, we'll have an update of news headlines. Then we are going to talk about ice on the ground in New Orleans. And I am not talking about, meteorologically speaking, immigration customs enforcement targeting immigrants in the nation illegally in New Orleans. We will also talk more about this scandal involving the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, what they call Signalgate. There's been a development in that story, and it's coming right up here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
This is KPR's All Things Considered. I'm Laura Lorson, and you may not have known, but telescope technology has advanced more or less, you know, astronomically in the last 50 years. But who gets to use these machines that can look millions of years back in time? Thousands of astronomers from around the world apply for access to these super telescopes every year in a process that's both rigorous and highly competitive. Rachel Cianetti is a University of Kansas grad student. She told KPR's Matthew Algio that she has recently applied for time on the James Webb Space Telescope to study massive black holes.
A lot of times black holes can just sit there. I vary to the point.
Rachel Cianetti is a University of Kansas self-graduate fellow from Olathe. She is pursuing a PhD in physics and astronomy. We'll be following up with her next year to find out if she wins time on the James Webb Space Telescope. It's 33 degrees in Lawrence. It is 32 in Manhattan. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines in 1 minute. It's 6 o'clock.